We had a machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. If you shecht a korban in the wrong place, if you say him olo lo yeret. So Rabbi said that if you say him olo yeret, it goes off the mizbeach. And Rav Yosef says that once you put it on the mizbeach, it stays. The Gemara wanted to integrate that into the shayla of Me'ila. And we worked through the sugya last week. But now the Gemara is just going to bring a short raya before we go on. We'll just finish that sugya. The Gemara now brings a raya on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, where we left off. This that we find that there's a machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. So again, Rabbi holds that if you shecht the korban in the wrong place, the halacha is im olo yeret. You have to take it off the mizbeach. And Rav Yosef said that it's im olo lo yeret. So the Gemara says, Pshitalei Rabbi Lezer. The Omer Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer had a shayla like this. Oilas bomas yochit. If you have an oila that you, b'shas heter abomas, this was during the time when you were allowed to bring a korban on a bomas yochit, so on a private mizbeach, so when you were menad of the oila, when you were makdish the oila, you were makdish the oila in order to bring it on a bomah. Obama obviously has many different halachas. You can do shechita with a za'ah. The skin of the oila goes to the bailam, not to the koyanim. There's a lot of differences in halachas. Obviously, you don't need shechita b'tzofen. There's no beis hamikdash. So here you will makdish the korban to be brought as a bomas yochid. So it's almost like a different korban. L'chayra, it's almost a different korban. An oila's bomas yochid, l'chayra is a different korban. And now you go ahead and you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. There's no limitation. You could bring a Bamas Yochid in the Beis HaMikdash too. Right? There's nothing wrong with that. But push it, what happens is it remains a Bamas Yochid. But just like you could bring it on any Mizbeach, any private Mizbeach, so you can also bring it by the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, why not? Beis HaMikdash is B'chlal Masayim on it. Rebbe Lezer is machadish that as soon as you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha changes. Now it turns into a regular oil. Well, so the Gemara reads simply. Now it becomes a regular korban oil. The Gemara says if it's ichniso lifnim, if you bring it into the Azora, the halacha is koletes mechitzis or koltu mechitzis l'chol dov. Now it becomes part of the mizbeach. And now it's treated as though you originally donated it as a nidvas bomas tibur. So the Gemara says now on that Rebbe Lezer had a shaila, boy Rebbe Lezer, olu ma'u sheyerdu. What happens if you put it on the mizbeach after you shechted it in the wrong place? Does it go off the mizbeach? Midikamo boile lechodo, by the fact that he only had this question. In this specific oila, idach haraya that by a regular oila spamas tibur, by a regular oila, he didn't have a sofik. Right? The Gemara doesn't know what his position was, but it's obviously he didn't have a shaila. Rabbi and Rav Yosef and Amachlekes, if you say imolo yered imolo lo yered, Rabbi said yered, and Rav Yosef said lo yered. Rabbi Lezer is clearing what would the halacha be by a bamas yochid that you brought into the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara is saying the fact that he had such a shaila only by a bomas yochid is a raya that by a bomas tibur there was no shaila. Either he had like Rabbi or like Yosef. So the Gemara says, midikami boile lechoda, and the fact that he has a question how you treat oilas bomas yochid that you brought the Beis HaMikdash, michlal the idah shitalei. By a regular oilas bomas tibur, it was poshet him with aloch. He could either hold like Chava, he could hold like Rav Yosef, and he could still have his shot. Either shot. He could hold like Rabba, that Imolo Yehud. Ad kan lo koma Rabba, as Imolo Yehudu. That's only because Mechitza ki tikkun ha'apost. That's because you had a good Mechitza to begin with. Therefore, But shaloike tikna loipas. But maybe a carbon which is a shtickle androgynous started out like a bomas yochet, and then you brought it into Beis Hamikdash and the identity changed. So over there, loyeret. Because over there, the chiyuv to do the avoid in the right place is weaker. Because it started out without the restriction. When you were menad of the carbon, it was a bomas yochet. It was freelance. You could do what you want. So therefore, that's one possibility. Oiduma afilu Rav Yosef da Omar im also loiteret. That's only mechitza ketikna kolta. Shaloi ketikna loy kolta. Maybe that's only a proper mechitza, but a not proper mechitza. And it is loiteret. Now both Sodom and Gomorrah are difficult to understand. The Gomorrah's distinction between the two. Really, the whole Rebbe was has the shaila only by this korban, because l'chayra this is a din d'raisa. If this will be a din d'rabbanan, then the Gemara is closed. If there will be a din d'rabbanan, what's chazer over again? You have here a korban that you donated the nezava with an oil bomas yochid. An oil bomas yochid is a din d'rabbanan. A different halacha is completely in every step of the avodah. Where it's brought, how it's shechted, who shechts it, where the skin goes. It's a goal. Now you went and you put it into the Beis HaMikdash. So you put it in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash becomes like it converts. It's a converting machine. It's like Geras. You bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, now the behemoth becomes a Bomas Tzibur. And now you have to do a Shechita Bedorim, and you have to do Kabbalah Bedorim, and everything goes in. So why should it be? So l'chayr, if there's a rate, if normally there's a dinner from Ola Yeri, should be a Mola Yeri. If normally there's a dinner from Ola Yeri, should be a Mola Yeri. The whole shaila is strange. If it will be a drabonon de kedin, listen, you come at the Beis HaMikdash, the drabonon, you should treat it as though it's a bomas tibur. I understand. Then it makes sense. It's not a shaila. It's only drabonon, it's only a... Maybe it doesn't make it possible. Well, maybe a mola yevet, maybe a mola lo yevet. I understand. But it's a din d'oraisa. Rebbe Elazar is saying a din d'oraisa, that if you take an oil and you bring it in Beis HaMikdash, now it gets a din of oil of Bomas Tzibur. So why should there be a difference in the halacha of a mola yevet? And then the Gemara throws opposite svaros. Without qualifying why, how these opposite svaros work. The Gemara says, maybe it's worse, and maybe it's better. Maybe it's better. There's less of a halach of Durham. There's less of a halach of Durham. There's less of a halach of Tzofen. In other words, there's less of a problem with Durham. Because before, when you were makdish it, there was no din of Tzofen. You could do anywhere you want. So the memela, the Durham is not pegim, the korban, the same way if it was from its inception. That we understand. I guess we can hear that logically. Maybe. Not quite sure, because l'chayra, once the behem is brought in, and that is a din d'oraisa, that you have to do it b'tzofen, and why should it be any different? Not clear either, but at least balabatish. Balabatish, we can say it works. In lomdus, it would still be difficult to be magda. Why it should be that way, balabatish. But the other way around, when the Gemara says that I would think that there would be a din of m'olo lo yered over there, because loyal to a mechitzah, because the mechitzahs are not so good, why would that make a stronger halach in the psul? So this is all problematic just to understand this Gemara. To add to the issues here, is we find a very big machlekes rishonim, how to learn the sugya. Rashi is very quiet here in the sugya, he doesn't take any sides. But in Zvachim, first of all, it's a shaila of its Rashi. But on the side that it's Rashi, Rashi here is quiet. Rashi is very, his lashon is ambiguous. He just says, Omar Abelezer Oilos Bamas Yochid Shechnisa Lefnim. He doesn't say what we're talking about. When did you bring it in? Did you shecht it already? Did you not shecht it already? What happened? In other words, what was the story? You have here an Oilos Bamas Yochid, and Rashi says you brought it into the Azara. At what point did you bring it into the Azara? Did you bring it in? Rashi and Zvochim. And Rashi and Zvochim, position was that it's talking about after Shechita. Also is that Rashi. Pirush Rashi beperek basro de Zvochim, kegoin l'achav Shechita. We're talking about after Shechita. Before Shechita, we won't have a Shechita. We're talking about after Shechita. The Koshe. The Rabbi Lezer, hechi koma, mechitzo l'chol dobo. He says, I don't understand Rashi. According to Rashi, it's great to say you gotta do everything that's often. You already did it, not that's often. You started the Shechita somewhere else. You did the Shechita outside the base of the Shimbuik. How could it be soft? Holy Shaykh paid soft. Kivon the Nishkito. Eloniro le Faresh, Shechniso Chaya, Lifni. Achar Shehukdisho, Likorev. After it was Hukdash Likorev. Obama Sioch, Shechniso, Obama Sibo, Kolto Machitza Lachoto. That's faces. Rashi really has very strong grounds. That the Mizbeach is only the Kaddish of Oil Lord. Which means if you take one of the Psuli HaMukdashim while it's alive and you bring it on the Mizbeach, it doesn't do anything. The only thing living that the Mizbeach is Kaylet is a Ritzeach. The murderer goes on the Mizbeach, it's Kaylet. If you take a living thing and put on the Mizbeach, it doesn't do anything. That's why Rashi learns that it's talking about after Shechita. Rashi understood that it's not possible to say that the walls of Azorah should have a more impressive impact than the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach can only be Mekadosh in the royal of after Shechita. So how can the walls of Azorah do more than that? That's why Rashi learns we're talking about after Shechita. Once you shechted it, then you have a problem. Then put it in, that's Rashi. So Rashi is very good. That's why he's very good. Look at Rashi and Zvachim paying the taste of it. On the Sugi and Zvachim paid that one. The Sugi is a kufi test, but there's a Sugi that paid that one in Zvachim. But I'm as bare in the that's the case of Rashi. So Rashi is standing on a very firm position. Toysus is going to have to make a distinction between the din of Rashi is going to make a distinction. Rashi is going to be traditional. The Kalita of the Mizbeach is going to be traditional. And now the walls of Azorah can't be more than the Mizbeach. That's Rashi's approach. What's that? The Mizbeach is saying, when you have a Mizbeach, the whole world, you already shechted it in the book. From now on, you do everything that's done. All of it's done. You do the Zwicka while you're doing the Zwicka. You can bring in the baby in a way that you check it. The blood is coming out without you gotta do everything from here on. What seems to be asking a practical question, but a longish question. What's that question? What's asking on Rashi? Rapid revelation. From now on, every single thing you'll do on the Tzofen. That's what the whole Dover means. The whole Dover doesn't mean you have to go back in history. It means from here on, everything will be done. From really, that's not possible. Just like the Mizbeach, it doesn't matter in terms. You let's get something straight. If you mock the Kalilus Bomas Yochit, right? go and you say, you know what, I changed my mind. I want to do it. It's a garbage. It doesn't do anything. Ain't kedusha cholal kedusha. You can't do anything. It's already, this is what it is. Just like you can't get psulei mukdashim and make it kosher. Nobody has a magic wand to take something which is pigul and make it not pigul. The same thing, you can't take an oilus bumus yoga and take a magic wand and make it into oilus bumus yoga. Not in your account, not in your account. But in the Mizbeach could. In the Mizbeach could take something which is pigul. If it's mashal by an oil, okay, it's pigul. Come out of the mizbeach. The fire of the mizbeach catches it. So the whole tomb is beyach. That's lachmish on the mizbeach. And now the pigul goes away. So the Beis HaMikdash does the transformation. You can't. You can only be makdash to go. Then you have no more ability to manipulate anything about the go. You can only be makdash to go. Unless you're doing the new kedusha that we spoke about in the time of this kedusha. Already has Kedusha Saguf. You can't now manipulate that Kedusha Saguf and change it in any way. So what's happening now is that the Beis HaMikdash, just like in the Mizbeach, to make a transformation. The Beis HaMikdash is going to make a transformation. That's not the Kedusha Saguf. That's just like we find that the Mizbeach is only the Kaddish of the Lord, but the Mizbeach can only manipulate and change it. He asks a question as follows. He says, it's not really a kash, it's a shy. He says, it's very unclear what's happening to this korban when you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. He says, what does it mean it turns into a bomas, oilus bomas tzibur? Does that mean that now the original kedusha that was on it is gone, now it's a new korban? He says, lamashal, skin. The Tosefta says in Zvochim that the skin of the oila goes to the Kohen. But our oil is bomas yochi, doesn't go to the Kohen. For obvious reasons. Because it's not, our oil is not to the Kohen. The oil doesn't go to the Kohen. Right? So the Mikdash Dovid has a shaila. When Rebbe Elazar comes here and he tells us that if you take this oil that you donated for a bomas yochit, and you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash, now it turns into a bomas yochit. Does that mean that also the African is going to the Kohen? Or do we say, no, monetarily, it still goes to the Kohen? And we form our just animal, it's still violent. That's a shaila. Another shaila is called the Kohen. What happens if you brought this animal in, and then you take it out? The shaila Rav Zeira has there. Later on, this is like a Kufi Tesom at base. Yichniso lifnim, Voitzio. This din of kultu and machitzas, lamoshal, by maisach sheni. Once you take it into your shalai, is a klitas achoima. Now you can't redeem the maisach sheni anymore. You can only redeem maisach sheni outside of your shalai. Once it goes to your shalai. Now if you take it in and take it out, it doesn't change. You can't redeem it anymore. Because once the machitzas happened, it's it. Permanently. The Gemara then Zvon holds. For some reason, it's not cloth. But here, as it's sad to say that maybe this is different. Maybe here you could take the animal in, it's going to have one halach. Take the animal out, it's going to have another halach. You know, what's the ba'ayah? What's the shaylatolian? Obviously, it's a longer shashah. All of this is svara, there's no psuki. It's a svara. Obviously, there's a shayla in svara, whether we should say that this, once it becomes taken over by the Beis HaMikdash, you take it out of it. So, the explanation I think here, just to understand our sugya here, and this also works out in the sugya's there in Zvachim, ties into a shaila that
The Michal Feinstein says Chetzadik Levrocha had. He had a shaila as follows. His hakira was in Zvochem, in the Shiurim in Zvochem. He had a shaila whether the din that when you bring an oil into the base of Mikvah, you should kill that oil anyway. Because it was both Zvochem. And now you put it in the Zvochem. They said, Mikvah already was Yisra Bomas. You put it in the Zvochem. And now you can't, now you have to do it like a regular oil. So his shaila is in the Avoida. So in order to make it clear, I have a chiv now to do everything that I would do by a regular oil. Or is it a din in the Korban? The Korban changed. The Korban was Megaya. So the carbon itself changed. There's two different ways to learn. One way to learn is the carbon is always the same. So now the carbon is off. It has to change. The carbon is off, it can't change. But there's we'll call it the diminishing process of data. I think there's a din that we're talking about the oil base. If an oil is running, that can treat every oil.
And Rashi, I think, are arguing about this very same point. And this really goes to the root issue of a David Rappaport shaila, where the skin goes. If you learn, the skin will go to the bottom. Nothing changes about the bone. The bottom will be skin. It's their skin. Nothing changes. There's a restriction. Every oil has to be treated the same way. Every oil is the same way. You can't get the oil to the bottom. Skin is the same as the bottom. It changes about the bottom. If, however, you learn that the goes to the car. Now, China goes to the bottom of the machine. When the normal goes to the car, and now it changes. Now it changes, right? Here for sure, it's in the test. I have something to do. That can only happen if the ship. There are happening in the change of carbon. That can only happen if the oil is there. manipulate something in the world.
kosher. But the way we're learning, that would apply. So that's the whole down here in the sugya, is going through this question of whether those bombs were actually as a transformation, or it remains the same bomb as the old siyacha that it was, but the halacha. Has a pre-existing identity. It is what it is. It's a bomb of sibum. Now I want to manipulate the identity. Now the identity is going to change. The Beis Hamikdash is going to change the identity. Very similar to the Beis Hamikdash changing the identity of the people and the not people. That the Mizbeach can only do once it's roy to go on the Mizbeach. Till it's roy to go on the Mizbeach doesn't manipulate. Really, the question is: let's make it more basic. Let's bring it down. I don't mean basic like stupid. I'm just saying, make it more posh. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm very sensitive with you, David, because you told me I stick to your original. David told me many years ago when I told him he said a good svara 20 years ago. He told me I'm not as stupid as I look, so I try not to ever use that term. You know what I mean, but we make it more understandable by saying as follows: is it the mechitzas that are changing it, the halacha, or is it the mizbeach that's changing the halacha? So it all depends. If you want to change the chefs of the korban, for that you need a mizbeach. To change the actual DNA of the korban, that you need a mizbeach. The mizbeach changes the DNA. If, however, you're not changing the DNA, it's Hilchus Beis HaBchira. The halacha is in the Beis HaMikdash. A korban oiler can only be shechted in such a way. So then you don't need the mizbeach to do any changes. As soon as you walk the animal in, okay, in this place, this comes. But if I want to change the DNA of the korban, then I already need not the connection to the mechitza, I need the connection to the mizbeach, which it only gets after shechit. Zrikas pigul ain't a moitzi midei meila. Zrikas pigul is not moitzi midei meila bekotshe kodoshim. And it doesn't bring Me'ilah by Kotshim Kam. Again, Kotshim Kadoshim is a din of Me'ilah from the inception. Right? Kotshim Kadoshim is a din of Me'ilah from the beginning. And the only difference is that by Kotshim Kadoshim, after Zrika, the Me'ilah goes away. And those parts of the animal that are going to the Kohanim, so those parts of the Bible, is not. So Kotshim Kadoshim Kotshim Kalam is the opposite. Kotshim Kalam is not Kotshe Hashem till after Zrika. At the time of Zrika, where the Emurim channel to the Mizbeach, on that is a din of Me'ilah. And on the Basar, there's no din of Me'ilah. So Kotshim Kalam actually become more Chomer after Zrika, and Kotshim Kadoshim become more Kali after Zrika. So if Gilam Arav makes a statement, Zrika's Pigul, if what you did was Pigul, you had the wrong kavana. Einay moitzi midei meila bekotshe kadoshim. Einay mevi lidei meila bekotshe kam. That's what it is. Okay. Two separate chidushim. It's two separate chidushim. I'll tell you why it's two separate chidushim. Because there would be a strong way that by kotshe kadoshim, the din meila would go away, and yet there would be a same svara to say that by kotshim kalim, the meila would not. And I'll tell you why. Kotshim Kadoshim, the way Reb Chaim Brisk explains why the by Kotshim Kadoshim, it's Nasus Mitzvos. The mitzvah took place, now the Me'ilah falls off. By completely doing the Avodah, now the Me'ilah goes away by Kotshim Kadoshim. That even though the Zrika was a Kotshim Zrika, it was a Zrika speaker. But already it's not the Mitzvah. Finished, I've learned it. By Kotshim Kalam, it's the other way around. By the Zrika channeling, they move it onto the Mizbeach, it gives them the Mitzvah. So if I have a Kotshim Zrika, it'll be a sort of channel to the Mizbeach. The Zrika has to do something, you see what I'm saying? By Kotshim just represents a culmination. Nothing more left. The thing is, it's so clear to say that even if it was a Zrika's pigle, it's finished. Everything is finished. Peacefully. By the Zrika is much more of an active role as far as Me'ila is concerned. The Zrika is introducing Me'ila. Then it would be a story today, as the Apostle Zrika. So Rav Gilam Arav tells us both things. Number one, you should know this, and number two, this. It's double on these two things. That's what he says. Now, if you go to our Mishnah, our first Mishnah, it seems that our Mishnah said this already. What is he saying that we didn't learn in the Mishnah? Now the Gemara says the next plot, analyze the Gilam Arav. There's a monster in the room. Is it our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says exactly what the Gidol HaMarav says. Let's read the Mishnah. Well, three lines down in the Mishnah. Mishnah Didon, it says beferish in our Mishnah. Shochton chutz l'zman on chutz l'mkoyma. It says klor. Balkochai mi l'daraisi. Then he says the efshar loymar the myri koyfis rik. That answer to me is a plea. I don't know what he's saying. Because the Mishnah continues. Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Klal Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Kol shehoyo lo yishas heta l'koyanim. He says black and white. Rabbi Yeshua explains to me. He says there's a rule. In order for the day of the people to go off, it has to be that the speaker permitted it to the koyanim. Right? What's going on here? People of Magal is just saying over our Mishnah. So this is a very serious problem in understanding what's going on in our sugya. What's Rav Gilo Marav saying? And the Gemara, the whole shock of attire of our Gemara, is going without knocking off Rav Gilo Marav. How can you knock him off? He's saying that he's so obviously there's a major difference between this Rav Gilo Marav and the din of the Mishnah, even though it sounds exactly, it sounds like he's saying over Mamish, puppeting the din of our Mishnah. Okay, so Mitzvah Hashem will continue next week. You know, it's quite a bit of Ma'ar Mekoymas. I'll just have it posted, Belineda, today. It'll be posted on the website.